Blog Talk Radio.
Spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. We're just so glad that you tuned in this morning. Amen. A beautiful, amen, Saturday morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. His mercy is renewed each and every day. He is faithful. Amen. Concerning his mercy and his word, amen. We can trust and we can lean on him because he can make everything possible. All we have to do is just believe. All we have to do is to get in his provision. Amen. We need to establish a relationship with Christ. Amen. We have a wonderful segment this morning. Amen. We hope that you tune in. Amen. Ask questions because this segment is very broad. I mean, it only takes less than 30 minutes to complete an answer. However, there is so many broad situations. People, you know, come up, grow up, and we're taught so many different ways. Amen. Now, remember, we have over 3 million people here in America. We also have the evolving world. Amen. Praise God. Is coming in to the melting pot, which brings a whole lot of other, amen, cultures and bring all kind of different raising and so forth. So we're trying to stir up this pot, amen, and we're trying to make it become one in Christ Jesus, amen. So I said all that to say that it is going to take several segments, amen, for this subject because it is a very broad subject. And, you know, we asking questions each and every day. People are pondering questions and feel like there is no answer. There is a solution for the situation. We're talking about our children, our teens. We're talking about the future. We're talking about our children becoming entrepreneurs and becoming doctors and lawyers, amen, praise God, and maybe the President of the United States. We need representation, amen, in the White House. We need representation in our community, in our homes. We need more more examples. Amen. Let's talk in more examples. Now, one of the questions are this morning, are we example to our children in America? We can talk about other countries, it's okay, but let's take care of home first. Amen. Then spread abroad. And also, there's another question that says, are we helping our children or are we killing our children in America? That's something to consider, my friend. Also, another question was asked, what is the take on America? Is God trying to tell us something? Just maybe if we realize 2 + 2 = 3. What do you think? So, you know, the questions are asked, amen. And we just going all around God's word and just trying to keep God out of everything. Look, the only reason why they want to keep God out of everything is because they don't want to give credit to God. They steal his ideas. He steals, amen, praise God, his manual. They steal his words, amen, praise God, and make it their words, amen. And they want the attention taken off God onto them, amen. It is not going to work. God was here before Abraham. God was here before you were here. God was here before the world began. My friend, let's keep everything in its perspective. That's why we become very foolish. Amen. Not that we're not intellectual or God is not calling us stupid, but it's because it is scripture, amen, that many times God used that we are foolish simply because we do not have moral, good, common sense. Amen. We don't apply it. We imply, amen, and we are pious, and we become angry and displacement simply because we're not getting the glory and the honor. That spirit did not come from God. Now, we want to give you some scriptures. Amen. And look, we're not going to cover it all, but we can have a couple segments on this. The scriptures I want to share with you is coming from Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, the 6th verse. And my emphasis is coming up that 15th verse. Now, I know you're familiar with it, but let's come on. I know we could talk about it, amen, but God wants us to be a doer of the word, amen. Let's stop playing around. We got real issues, amen. Things are happening, and now it's time for you to start, you know, doing the right thing and praise God and showing the right thing and be an example to our children. And now I'm going to give you some more scriptures, give you a chance to read, pray, meditate, research the word of God. And when doing this, you can come back and have something to say. Amen. You can make a positive comment. You can make, amen, praise God, somebody's life better. Excuse me. And we want you to know that God loves us. Amen. This world is big enough for everybody. This world is big enough, let me tell you something, to take care of business. Amen. God did not, amen, implement this world just for a few people. Now, some people caught on to it and going on in the name of Jesus and being blessed. Amen. And many, amen, is still stuck. Amen. And don't know which way to go and don't know who to trust, and I'm confused about this, and I'm confused about that. You should never be confused about anything, simply because there is nothing, amen, that a child of God cannot do. I want to say that this, because it's very important, and I'm going to give you the scripture. This is very important, amen. When you become a child of God, amen, you have access to the kingdom of God, which the kingdom of God covers various, amen, volumes of books, amen, which give us the authority, the privilege, and God give us, amen, praise God, the answer to the solution. We become lawyers, doctors, historians. We become, amen, praise God, amen, anything that the world needs. The world needs us. They need their Christian brothers and sisters, but we are not giving them what they need. God's going to hold us responsible. Somebody said, well, the church is not responsible. The parents are, and everybody blaming everybody. See, that's what happened to Adam and Eve. Amen. Everybody pushing the blame on somebody else, but God put the mantle in the hands of the church. Amen. And the church is to take it out into the world. Amen. And preach the gospel, teach the gospel, train, counsel. Amen. Are we doing that? No. Well, I don't. Look, nobody did not ask for your opinion. Because opinion does not have anything to do with God's word. You're trying to get out of doing what God called you to do. Now, before I get into this a little bit further, I'm just getting stirred up here. Amen. Let me give you some scripture so you can read. Amen. Anytime that I'm speaking or teaching, amen, I can back myself up with the word of God, but many times we don't have the time to bring scriptures and then explain, bring scriptures. We have to study, amen, and praise God. If anybody need to know where I'm coming from, please, you can write me, you can call me. My number, area code 910-723-5707. You can go to my social media setup, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We have so many different, amen, apply, you know, response and reply, amen, and comment if you like to make. Okay, saying all that, we're going to ask you to also, you know, be very mindful of our children, why you're doing what you're doing, and why you're studying, and why you're getting all this information, amen, not for our glory, not for, amen, ourselves, amen, that God may use your hands, your mouth, your feet. We're ambassadors for Jesus Christ. If we can just get away from the titles, amen, and just do just a simple thing, and that's be a disciple of Jesus Christ, amen. So we'll be coming from Genesis, the 18th chapter, 19th verse, Proverbs 22 and 6, Proverbs 22 and 15, Isaiah 54:13, Colossians, the 3rd chapter, 21st verse, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 16 through the 17th verse. There are many scriptures, amen, so there's really, really no excuse. We can really get the knowledge, amen. Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, 9th verse, Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, 9th through the 10th verse, Deuteronomy 6 chapter 6 through the 9th verse, the book of Isaiah 38, 19 verse, Matthew the 7th chapter 12th verse, 2 Timothy the 1st chapter the 15th verse, 2 Timothy the 3rd chapter and the 14th through the 15th verse. It is so many scriptures. I'll give you two more. Proverbs the 13th chapter 24th verse, Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, 13 through the 14th verse. Okay, it's many, many more I can give you. But the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. And I'm coming from the book of Proverbs. Amen. I'm going to start it off with the 22nd chapter. And for your consideration, look at the 15th verse, amen. Then we want to go back to the 6th verse. I want to emphasize this simply because I think this is very important. I think this will answer many of the questions. Amen. It says the foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Now, God used foolishness, amen, and you notice, amen, that he used the word fool a lot of times, amen. And God is not criticizing your intellectual or calling you stupid. He is not saying that. See, we can blow things out of proportion and misunderstand the word of God, amen. But God is generally letting us know through scriptures, amen, that we do not apply common good sense, amen. We don't use it, amen. Moral, good, common sense. We kind of like shove that to the side, amen, and we start coming up with other doctrines, made-up doctrines, and how we feel, and we get into our emotions, amen. Look, this is what the problem is, God trying to get us in a situation that we're not controlled by emotions, but control and hear the word of God, which is able to give us stability, that give us a sound mind to be able, amen, to decipher, amen, to sit down and talk and, amen, have a conversation, amen. And if my theory is not your theory, then we should be able to come together and talk, amen, and reason together, amen. And God is generally saying, amen, that we need to teach our children. That's the bottom line. How are we going to teach our children if nobody hasn't taught the parents? Okay, now let's get to the root of the problem, the situation. And, you know, because a child, amen, he already, amen, has his nature's already, amen, has been tampered, amen. And when I say tampered, meaning he already know how to do evil. He knows how to be mischievous. He knows how to, amen, do a lot of foolish things, amen. We got to drive it out of them. We got to teach them, cancel them, amen. Intellectual, teach them common good, common sense. And this is all what God is talking about. Amen. But when our children are having children and they have no base, they have no support system, they don't have no counselors, no God. Amen. Praise God. So what happens? Things get blown out of proportion. Amen. So when it blows out of proportion, look, we're not mad. We're not angry about it. We are furious about it because we know, amen, where that root came from. And it wasn't taught, amen. It was a learned behavior. We know a child, amen, praise God, can be molded and made, okay, to whatever you want that child to grow up to be. And not only that, amen, if we teach them the positive, the right things, and stir them in the right path, amen, they will come out to be the most beautiful, intellectual, great, somebody that you can really, really be proud of. Now, I ask the question, are we example to our children in America? Look around. Just take a note. The Bible let us know the tree is known by the fruits it bears. Look at the fruits that we're bearing. Are we example? Well, I'm going to let you answer that question. Look around. Look around in your neighborhood. Look around in your community. Look around in our schools, the colleges. Just take a good look and tell me what you see and what is happening. And do you think that we'd be an example to our children? Okay? So the next question was, are we helping our children, or are we killing our children in America? Questions are very serious questions. simply because we think that we helping our children by behaving any kind of way and being that example, amen, before our children. Our children, amen, praise God, is the one that's suffering and being placed in prison at an early age. Before they're 18, they got a criminal record. Now, what kind of lifestyle are they going to have when they get out, if they get out? If they have not been executed, amen, if they haven't been institutionalized, amen. Come on, we need good stewards. We need, amen, the word of God to be planted in the hearts of our children. Now, it says that the foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Now, don't misunderstand the scripture. Amen. Nobody tell you child abuse, beat your child to death with a let me tell you something. You know what? Some of this stuff, what I'm reading, let me tell you something. We talk about parents and so forth, and parents need teaching. Parents need God. Parents need, amen, praise God, guidance. Amen. I have just read this story in China. It is the most saddest thing. I just want to bring it up just to give you something to think about, the reason why I said parents. Simply because people were going to be people. And they're going to do what they have seen or what they have been taught in the streets. And they're going to manifest this. Now, I just read that this woman, young mother, stabbed her son 90 times with a pair of scissors. And this was after being bitten while she was breastfeeding. Stabbed that 8-month-old baby 90 times. That baby had to have over 100 stitches, amen, in its face. Because the mother, I'm just talking about mothers, single mothers. I'm not knocking single mothers. Look, I'm going to tell you something. There is, let's weigh the balances here, amen, because we can go back and forth on this, amen, and we can have agreement and disagreement on parenting, amen. And we need to implement these things in our churches. We need to have interventions in our churches. We need to have an outreach, because I feel like this, if you do not have an outreach in your ministry, you need to close your church. I'm sorry. You need to close your church because you're not doing anything but going back and forth with each other, teaching one another, amen, with things that you already know. But we're talking about parents like this that happened to this child, stabbed this baby in the face, amen, 90 times because the child, amen, was, She didn't like, you know, what happened to her, because nobody probably didn't teach her, okay? So, I mean, I'm talking about things like this. I'm talking about things like a parent selling their 4-year-old on Craigslist. This is in Fayetteville, in Craigslist, amen, for money. We're talking about parents. We're talking about parents that's having children and they're doing whatever they want with the child, as though there's some kind of property, amen, praise God, to exchange and to, amen, for money, or to treat them as though they are slaves to them. No, 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 that's not why you having children, okay? You're having children for wrong reasons. And that's still, we're getting into another subject. I want to stay with the topic. But I want to talk about these children, amen, because even when I'm thinking about the cognitive and the brain, the maturation, you got adults that's not mature, okay? So we can't just blame it on children, amen. But I'm talking about from the extent to their mind, amen. When a child, amen, praise God, is born, amen, praise God, they have to develop, amen, cognitive, amen, skills. They will have to, their brain has to mature in order for us to be able to teach them certain things. You just can't take a four-year-old and just tell, give them practice in law. Come on now, let's use some common sense with it. Let's stay with the word. But when we talk about cognitive, you know, in the brain, maturation that changes, right, continue throughout the childhood and adolescence, and during these times, increasing cognitive control over behavior that will enhance the volunteer suppressant, okay, a reflex impulsive response tendencies. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the way that the motor skills, we're talking about the cognitive skills, we're talking about when do the mind completely be fully developed. You'd be surprised at the age of 25 and still people become adults, amen, and still sure, simply because they failed to receive the word of God. That's the bottom line. Because, like I said, there is methods, there are solutions, amen, for every situation that we encounter. Amen. Now, I'm thinking about Baltimore, you know, and the thing that was going on in Baltimore here, in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. So one of the questions was asked, these are serious questions. One of the questions says, do you think the times we're living in that the prisoners may be the best solution for some of our children simply because of the parent, amen, because the parent is not to that level of taking care of them or being a parent, amen, knowing, having parenting skills and so forth. Sometimes children are better left off in prison than out on the street to take care of themselves, okay? So we got to really look at these issues, amen. We know that Satan met evil, but God will turn it all to good. And that is another thing I want to bring up, too, is in the book of Isaiah. And I like this because he's giving us a chance. Because God, you know, he put it in our hands. And he has not the legality, amen, to just step over boundaries and forget, you know, that he placed us here to do the job. But if we consult God and talk to God in reference to these situations, God would give us the solution. The Bible let us know that he will heal the land. But we constantly pushing God out as though we didn't need him. But listen to what Isaiah, the 54th chapter says. Very important scripture. It says here in the 54th and the 8th verse. Let me know. Let's go to the 13th verse. It says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. See, don't you think that God can't take these babies and train them and teach them? Because I believe this is what happened into Baltimore. Amen. Because the church got silent. Amen. The adults got silent. Social media, amen, was having a field day. What was going on in Baltimore? That's not my subject. But the thing about it is God used the children. Sometimes, amen, praise God, to get attention to certain matters and so forth. God used the children. So it says here that all the children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. See, God's going to make a way for us. Because let me tell you something. If you remember the scripture way back, and you think about when the children of Israel, they all came out the promised land at the same time. But all, amen, came out of Egypt all at the same time, but all of them did not make it to the promised land. And there was some incident that came up. You need to read the word of God to see what happened. God had allowed a certain age, amen, praise God, not to go forth. Now, when you read the Bible and you know what I'm, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm saying that to say that God, amen, would take overstep, amen, sometimes the churches, the parents, our government, amen, praise God, to get our attention, to be able to show us ourselves the way God see us and what we are overlooking. And sometimes people turn their head and they don't want to look. They want to shove it under the cover or shove it under something and forget it. And somebody say, well, that's not my problem, that's their problem. But God made us all responsible. Yes, I am my brother's keeper. Yes. Yes, I am to pray for that individual. Yes, I am to have a relationship with my brothers and sisters to be, if we establish the relationship, we can be able to talk to our brothers and sisters. Amen. And I think about when centuries ago, I mean, you know, a community was the parent, and they helped each other and they shared love. Amen. Praise God. They discipline one another's children. So now, you know, you compare it. There's a difference. Amen. It's called cause and effect. Many times we try to act like we don't know what's going on, but you know what caused and what would affect. Amen. So you know if you're not doing the right thing, guess what? The effects, you know what the result's going to be, okay? So we just thank God, amen, for the word of God, amen. And like I said, you know, we have many segments, and we're going to continue this segment, amen, on next Saturday. And the scriptures that I gave you, amen, please read them. And, you know, just I want you to be a part of it. I want you to read. Teach your children. Show your children the way. Even though we make mistakes, we can't go back and correct the mistakes. And so we got to move forward, amen. Move forward doing the right thing, amen. So we just thank God, amen, because we can be healed, amen. The question was, can these bones live? Amen. God can raise up anything. All we got to do is look to him and trust him, amen. So we love the Lord. Amen. We want you to be blessed and highly favored by God because God got so many blessings that he wants to give us. May God continue to bless you on this day and have a wonderful and a safe weekend. Thank you.